But the story of the Allison family and their nurse did not go away. In 1940, an American woman, Lorraine Kramer, spoke on the radio. She was, she said, Lorraine Allison. This was her story. Thomas Andrews, the ship's builder, carried her into one of the Titanic's lifeboats. She and Andrews lived together in the United States. And sometimes, Bruce Ismay, the president of the White Star Line, visited them. He wanted them to hide, because they knew secrets about the Titanic. It was an unbelievable story. Most people think that she was not Lorraine Allison. She was probably looking for money. Years later, the mystery about Alice Cleaver and the Allison family became even stranger. A book about the Titanic offered new information about the nurse that the Allisons did not know at the time. Cleaver, it said, was a killer, the murderer of her own child. Suddenly, there were lots of questions about Alice Cleaver. Did she use baby Trevor to save herself? Years later, did she help Lorraine Kramer with facts about the real Lorraine Allison? But the strange story of Alice Cleaver and the Allisons was not yet at an end. Historians found that there were two Alice Cleavers. A woman of this name did kill her own child in 1909, but she was not the woman on the Titanic. Now most people think that the Allison's nurse did nothing wrong on that terrible night. These stories showed that, years after the accident, people were still interested in the Titanic. The world saw one world war and then another, and the great ship lay in darkness at the bottom of the Atlantic. But many people dreamed of finding the Titanic again.